Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and families closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up, seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we've got Jonah Dew,
Sarah Meadows,
Melissa Delp,
Katie Pills,
Kevin Delp,
Amy Eggs,
and Sidekick Larry
in the house.
Well, I hope you all are having a fantastic day wherever you are. We are super excited, like always, to talk to you about plenty of games that we've been playing, games that are coming to Kickstarter, a couple of just things happening in the month of October, and we're going to kick it off with some things that we've got to the table recently.
We got to play Splendor Marvel today. Ooh. I think it was Katie, Ryan, Dan, and I. So this was a riff off of the popular game Splendor from Space Cowboys. So it plays pretty much the same. So it's a lot of the same mechanics. There's a couple sort of end game things that sort of are a little different.
Yeah, there's a surprise in game requirement to win. I didn't realize that.
It was pretty clear when we were talking about it.
No, it wasn't. So in this one, you have a requirement of having one or having a card of each color with points on them.
At least one of each color.
At least one of each color with at least one point in each color. I didn't know that.
And so, a green gem.
And a green gem. And then that triggers the end of the game. So whenever mm-hmm. somebody has that and then 16 points, mm-hmm. they trigger the end of the game. So that's what I thought. I thought we were talking about triggering the end of the game. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that if you wanted to be in the runnings to win it all,
you had to have points.
You had to have points in each color.
Yep.
And I didn't have that. I think I came in second place with points, mm-hmm. although it wouldn't have mattered.
It didn't
anyway
really matter.
Because I wasn't in the qualifying to even win.
It didn't really matter in the end anyway, because
Ryan
killed us all.
Us.
So he defeated Thanos for us. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it. I think I like it maybe a little bit more than Splendor. Our art-wise, the Marvel theme really comes through with all the different characters.
Oh, so that is very fun.
I think someone over here was collecting a lot of Spider-Man stuff.
I got on a Spider-Man kick. I actually almost forgot what I was doing. I was like, oh, look, there's another Spider-Man. Oh, there's Spider-Ham. Oh, there's Gwen Stacy. And so I'm like, I'm getting and collecting all these. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I need to.
What was the Spider-Man 1490 or
2099?
2099. I didn't know there was a Spider-Man from the future.
Future Spider-Man. Yeah. I don't know. I was just collecting Spider-Man and I got caught up and then I was like, oh, I actually need to try to get some points here.
My kids are all going to be different versions of Spider.
For Halloween?
Yeah. So one of them will be Spider-Man with a very detailed, realistic looking costume.
Cool.
One of them will be Miles Morales.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't remember the other one.
There Spider-Ham. Like, you got to have Spider-Ham in there.
Spider-Ham.
Let Will do that one.
No, Will's got a whole other costume from Cobra Kai.
Oh, Cobra
in
Kai.
The works.
Oh, okay.
So,
very cool.
Yeah, so all the neighborhood kids are all being a different version of one of the Spider-Men from that universe.
Whoa, it'll be like the Spider-Verse.
That'd be cool.
Descending on your house
yes.
at Halloween.
Are you going to be Gwen?
I should now you that should. Everybody else is.
You could be Aunt May.
That's boring.
Thanks, Katie.
Aunt May. I'm not that old. Wow.
Very cool. I think you guys were all playing Mysterium Park on the other table. How'd that go?
It went somewhat well.
Tell us a little bit about Mysterium Park.
Mysterium Park is a version of Mysterium. It's a standalone game, but it's a simplified version. The setup is much simpler than regular Mysterium. It is completely cooperative, so you either all win or all lose. And it reminds me a little bit of Codenames because the ghost is looking at a grid and it has these colored marks on certain spots. And so if there's a blue dot on this spot in the grid, that's the person I'm trying to get the blue player to guess. That is the person who is innocent. So there's cards like regular Mysterium that the ghost is giving out to the people, and then they're talking about it, and sometimes they're going in the right direction, and then other times they talk themselves out of the right direction.
We started out so well. We just
did. Yeah. The first two rounds, we were like, rocked it and got them all right.
Oh, no.
Yes, so you have six rounds in the game, and during those six rounds, the players need to each find a person that is innocent, so you're narrowing down the suspect list. Then once all the people have been narrowed down, then the ghost puts out locations, and you do it again, and the number of players are finding the locations that the murder did not happen at. And then if you get that figured out before the end of the sixth round, you go into the final round. And there's going to be three groups of cards, and each group has a person and a location, and the ghost can give out two clue cards, one that gives a hint to the person and one that gives a hint to the location, and then the group has to collectively decide which person and location, which column of cards is the correct answer. And we almost got the correct answer.
Amy led us astray.
No. You agreed with me. So this was a joint effort.
I think I saw Sarah actually pointing to the right card.
I did. That was my first inclination.
Go with
your
gut.
And then everyone's all like, but this one has this. Okay. I can see that. That's a valid point. Should have
also
stuck to it. And
Kevin did stop by and say
actually
he thought
yes,
it was.
We were leaning more towards the correct answer until Kevin showed up. We're blaming Kevin.
I literally was like, oh, it's probably that one.
Well, you said it's probably that one. And then we're like, are you looking at the card clues? Oh, there's clues? Oh, let me look at those.
You got a 1 in 3 chance, you know.
So it was close, and the poor ghost can't speak. So, you know, and the ghost has 7 cards that they need to pick from, so it's not like there's a lot of options. So sometimes you just have to go with your best
After
choice.
You see the revelation, you can say, oh, that does make sense. Oh, well.
At least it sort of made sense. At least it was one of the options they were considering. But that's Mysterium Park. It's about 30 minutes, I would say, depending on how long people talk and deliberate over decisions. But it is a shorter, more streamlined version of Mysterium. It's in a smaller box, too.
What else have you got? Oh, and I think a few games of Among Us, which is technically not a board game, but a fun game that you guys were playing, got to the table.
Why does nobody believe me?
We did play Among Us, and we played 3 rounds, and I won 2 of them, so...
Because nobody believed me.
Well, let's just put that on the leaderboard. If we're
Jonah
track.
Did a great job of throwing Amy eggs under the bus. Yeah.
Several times.
Several times.
Well, here was the problem.
He was also the very imposter most of the time.
That is true. But here's the problem. The very first game that we played, I don't play very often, so I didn't realize all the things the imposter could do. So I was running around, and there was a hole, and I was like, oh, this looks pretty good. I probably should jump in this hole. And I jumped in the hole, and Amy was in the room when I jumped in the hole.
I was like,
so she saw me, but then I looked at Amy in real life, and her face like got a surprised look, and I was like, oh no, I can't let her call a meeting or find something because she's gonna immediately tell everyone that I jumped in the hole. So as soon as she did call a meeting or find something, I just yelled out loud, guys, I saw Amy jump in this hole, it's got to be her, when I was the one who jumped in the hole because I didn't know what else to do.
That was awesome.
And then they kicked her out, and I ended up winning the game.
Threw me out of the spaceship.
So perfect.
If you're not familiar with Among Us, this is a mobile game that is sort of social deduction, where there are imposters that are running around killing people.
Crewmates, yeah.
And the crew then has to vote on who they think the imposter is.
Oh, what else did you guys get to the table? Anything?
We got the fifth round of Gloomhaven done.
Hey, fifth out of 88. That's not too
something
bad.
Something like that.
Hey,
maybe
you're on your way.
Moving all along.
Cool.
Right. Oh, yeah. We made it. Barely.
Did but you guys survive?
Yeah. I think we did. This one wasn't too bad.
Did you guys get a treasure chest?
We did get a treasure chest. They gave us a random place to unlock.
Location.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's kind of boring.
But we hadn't been tracking XP. Like, each round you win, you get XP. Yeah. So yeah, nobody was advancing levels. Right. And
oh, that's cute.
Larry was like,
game.
Oh, we missed this part in the rule book.
Just give everyone, like, you know,
22 XP.
That's how much we missed. We're like, wow, everybody's leveling up. Sweet. That'll help.
It's going to be easier now.
You get better cards, too.
Yes.
So that's cool.
So Kevin and I have been playing some games of the Princess Bride adventure book game. So, I don't know. Princess Bride is a movie I grew up watching and loving and can quote
good
over
portions.
And over, yes, most of the movie, probably. And Ravensburger has come out with a cooperative game, and it's actually a kind of a hardback book that you open up and there's different chapters in it. It's cooperative and you play through the story of Princess Bride. So the first chapter is like, as you wish. And the second chapter is
the cliffs of insanity.
Yes. Trying to get to the cliffs. And then, so
actually that might be the third one. I think the second one would be the boat,
right? On the boat, getting to the cliffs, mm-hmm. the shrieking eels.
That's right.
And there are certain, challenges mm-hmm. that you have to accomplish, and they fall in line with the plot points of the movie. The cards have quotes on them. And so it was very thematic, mm-hmm. I would say. What did you think, Kevin?
Yeah, it's pretty thematic. The gameplay itself is very simple, so very family-oriented, family-easy-weight game, because you are basically playing different colored cards to complete the objectives, making sure the people are in the right spots in order to complete those objectives. So easy throughout most of the chapters, and then at the last one we did fail. We were not able to get all the different objectives done before the last thing, before Prince Humperdinck came and found us. So
I would say, depending, we played some two player, we played some chapters four player. Mm-hmm. It's the type of game where, depending on how the cards are shuffled and how you draw, it may be easier or harder to complete the task. Kind of like Pandemic, where sometimes it's just stacked against you and there's just nothing you can do. And other times you can reason it out and get the things accomplished. But if you are a fan of The Princess Bride, if you like cooperative games, if you want something that's not too difficult but still has some challenge, then I would recommend the Princess Bride adventure book game from Ravensburger. Basically, we were quoting lines from the movie the whole time.
Yeah. Well, why don't we jump into a word from one of our sponsors?
One of our sponsors for this episode is Multifaces Editions. They have Midnight Murder Mysteries coming to Kickstarter. And Jonah has played this. So, Jonah, tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. Midnight Murder Mysteries is a deduction, exploration, bluffing game with a pencil and paper, where you are playing as a detective. Everyone who's playing is playing as a detective, where you're trying to solve a murder that happened on a cruise ship.
Ooh, like Titanic?
It is kind of Titanic-esque when you see the cover of the game. But anyway, you're moving around the different cabins, the lounge, the piano hall, the cafeteria. You're moving around all these different areas trying to get clues, and it's kind of cool. You can get private clues where only you'll know the information, or public clues where everyone knows the information. Just depends on how many actions you want to spend on which type of clue you want to get. And then you're basically trying to determine who is the murderer, what the murderer's motive was, and how did the victim die. Okay. So we're actually going to have a video or two come out about Midnight Murder Mysteries. Cool. I think we'll have an overview video, and I think we'll actually play it live.
Awesome. Well, let's jump into our Kickstarter conniption.
Kickstarter conniption.
This episode, we have six games that we're talking about that are coming to Kickstarter the week of October 19th, 2020. Kevin, start us off.
Well, we have another series sponsor to talk about for our first Kickstarter that we're talking about, and that is Treasure Hogs. This is from Far Shire Games, and you are archaeologists, and you're trying to collect treasure. But you're not just any archaeologist. You are hog archaeologists or pig archaeologists, and they have fun names like Agnes Pigsty, Professor Bones Napiglion, Grumple Porkskin. So all fun
pig puns
on this for the archaeologists. Marilyn Sizzlin. So, but basically what you're doing is you're collecting different cards that will basically different resources in order to turn them in to get treasure cards. But people can steal your cards. There's even an action in the game that's called the Hog Tie Challenge, where players can attempt to steal the active player's treasure. So there's lots of like player interaction going in on that, some strategy cards and things like that. You can see, I believe, on our Saturday morning show for our Kickstarter edition, that's pretty recent. You can check that out on our Facebook, one of our Facebook groups, and you can sort of see some of the pictures and things like that on our Facebook video. So check that out if you're looking at more information about that. So that is Treasure Hogs from Farshire Games coming this week on Kickstarter. Jonah, what do you have?
Yeah, well, again, one of our sponsors was Midnight Murder Mysteries, and that's coming to Kickstarter on October 20th. Again, if you're into the deduction, the pencil and paper clues, the trying to find out who done it, this is a game that you might want to check out. We actually had the pleasure of playing it together, some of us. I think Larry even played it, and Amy as well. And so one of the things that we really enjoyed about the game is that the public and private clues, right? Where some of the clues, like, you only had the information, but some of them you could make sure that everyone had it. And one of the cool aspects of the game is you can actually go to a different player, a different investigator, and deduce information from them, like get access to a clue that only they had. So I really enjoyed that. One of the other cool factors is that there is kind of a time limit going on that game as well, where the boat that you're on, the cruise ship, is going to dock. So you kind of are trying to find out these clues and trying to find out who done it basically before the boat docks or before another investigator figures it out. So it was really enjoyable for us. And again, that's a deduction, exploration, pen and paper, murder mystery, Midnight Murder Mysteries game coming to Kickstarter on the 20th. Sarah, what game do you have?
Coming October 22nd, Lookout Games is bringing a new expansion to Kickstarter for Grand Austria Hotel. It's called Let's Waltz. And this is a expansion that will be featuring some new things in the game that it will still be for 2 to 4 players. I know people are looking forward seeing if it will add a fifth player expansion that has not been announced. So we'll see what the Kickstarter has. It will also feature a deluxe edition of the base game. And if you have the base game already, you can get just the upgraded components for the base game as well as the new expansion. So it will be coming October 22nd.
This is one that I have not played, but I think it would be right up my alley because I've played lot of games by the same designers, Lorenzo Il Magnifico, I think, and others. So I've just never gotten to it.
Same here. It's on my bucket list that is so deep. Katie, what are you looking at?
We are looking at another sponsor for this episode. This is The Darkest Dungeon, coming from Mythic Games. It is a board game adaptation of a video game.
Cool.
I have not played the video game, so I'm not familiar with that. But the game, the board game, is a 1 to 4 player cooperative game. It says it's going to be from 90 to 120 minutes, so a little heavier, a little longer, it sounds like. And this is going to be a game where you are taking on a role of an investigator going to basically stomp out evil that has taken root in a house or an area. And you are working with the other investigators, and you're trying to balance out skills that you get at the beginning of the game. You'll get 3 skills to choose from. Out of 7 possible skills, and you are trying to complete different missions. As you do that, you are facing obstacles that may give you physical damage or mental damage, so you have the option of going insane. That seems to be a common theme in, like, horror-themed games. But you're going to be moving around, interacting with the environment, using your different skills and that sort of thing. And that is, once again, The Darkest Dungeon, the board game coming from Mythic Games. And Jonah, you had another one?
Sure do. Coming to Kickstarter on October 21st is Hoop Gods. And this is published by the Board Game Brothers. This game is for two players. It's a head-to-head tabletop game where you're playing street basketball. So I think you put three, it's like a three versus three street basketball, and you got to pick your three players to put on the court. You've got to spend juice to move, pass, and play action cards. You got to roll dice in real time against your opponent to find out whose actions are going to be successful. You got to take rests if you run out of juice so you can recover some. And if you get into the red zone, you can turn goat cards in that actually give you special abilities. And it's first player to 7 points.
So it has some real-time aspects, it looks like.
It does have some real-time
might not
aspects.
Be up my alley, but you never know.
Well, this is coming to Kickstarter on the 21st, like I mentioned. Mm-hmm. And they actually do have a bundle on their Kickstarter where okay. you can get their other game as well that's called Rap Gods. So you can get Hoop Gods and Rap Gods if that's what you're into. And
Larry wants that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me and my raps. Coming to an e-newsletter soon.
Oh, love it. Ooh. Love it. Anyway, this is, like I said, it's for two players. It's a head-to-head. It's ages 14 and up. Takes about 30 to 45 minutes or so. But that is coming to Kickstarter on the 21st. Kevin.
Well, I can't count, and we said six, but there's actually a seventh Kickstarter because we want to talk about Arcane Wonders Kickstarter for Freedom 5. This is a Sentinel Comics board game, and this is designed by Richard Lanius and... We actually have Richard Lanius in the house, so let's welcome him.
Hey!
And we have Richard Lanius, and we are at his house. We just finished playing Freedom 5 from Arcane Wonders. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Actually, I should say...
Welcome to my home.
Welcome to your home. We really appreciate you being on the show here, and we just finished playing Freedom 5 and had a good time. It's a co-op game. Tell us a little bit about Freedom 5.
Freedom 5 is the Sentinels of the Multiverse, so it uses the five, probably some of the five most popular ones, Legacy being among them. And the Freedom 5 board game essentially transfers the game to a comic book on a board. Players work together to fight against a mastermind who has a master plan. And the way the game works is there's henchmen, there's villains, there's a mastermind, and everybody's working to help the mastermind achieve his objective. And the very first one that people will play will be Bad Moon Falling, which is Baron Blade from the very first thing out of Sentinels. And you just get to play superheroes, run around the board, deal with villains, handle your personal life, and work together.
So every hero has two sides. They have their regular side, which is...
Their personal life.
Their personal life, and then they have their hero side. So you sort of are balancing that throughout the game. How does that work?
Well, it basically three phases to the game. The first phase is your personal life, and on that side, you always flip your card to the personal side. You can carry out as many actions as you want to that way. You can stay that way the whole time if you want to, but at any point, you can switch to your superhero side, and then you can perform all kinds of actions, including a lot of cards that are in your hand, which are superhero-type actions. Every character has their own deck. People who have played Defenders of the Realm in the past will see a little bit of Defenders of the Realm as an underpinning, but mm-hmm. the game plays very different, feels very different. Yeah. You know, Adam Brady Sadler worked with me on it, so it's got some of their creativity mixed in, and it's just a fun game to play.
And each hero has their own deck of cards, so they have their own abilities and feel to them. I was playing Wraith, and she, a lot of her actions dealt with moving around the board and attacking from a distance.
And disappearing afterwards.
Yes. And not taking damage if she's in a location with
henchmen. What are some of the other powers for the heroes?
Well, the one you were looking at the most, which was the one I was playing, which is Tachyon. Tachyon is for characters who do not want to roll dice.
Yay!
Which I know that you, next time we play, you'll be playing Tachyon, because Tachyon can do a lot of things without playing dice. She simply runs across the city, knocking people out. She can, anytime she does roll dice, she can re-roll all the dice if she wants to. So she has an automatic re-roll. She's just so fast. If she takes damage, she can heal quickly. She can avoid damage if she's got the right cards in her hand. So she's very powerful from that perspective.
There's legacy as well.
Legacy inspires people. You know, when you happen to be Wraith and you missed your roll when you were attacking,
that might have happened a few times.
You can look to the sky and there's Legacy, you know, flying up above you, and you're inspired and you can re-roll your dice. Okay, so Legacy will help other people out as well as help them draw cards. And of course, Legacy is just super powerful. Everybody's abilities give them certain powers against certain colors of activity. So, you know, if you're red represents strength and speed. So Tachyon and Legacy are very powerful there. You were Absolute Zero, which was mostly tech.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were pretty strong with your tech stuff,
yes,
too.
Mm-hmm.
So because you've got all kinds of weapons and things. So, you know, and if you have those abilities, then you need to roll threes or higher on a six-sided dice to do something. On the other hand, if you're going against your weakness, you're having to roll fives against whatever you're going against. So every character is very different. Like I say, they all have their own power deck, so you're not drawn from a group power deck. They're beautifully illustrated. The artwork in this game, I think, is one of its strongest suits. The miniatures are beautiful.
Yeah.
So I
was surprised. The card art was very well done, and I love the comic book feel of it. I think it really translates well into the card art and even the board art and things like that. So
yeah, they had, you know, I think they had comic book artists do all the stuff. So each card is actually a small comic book depicting the action.
Yeah.
So when you see Legacy, you see Legacy stopping an airplane or something, because I think he can interrupt something. You actually see the airplane flying, you see him flying, you see him grabbing it, you see him landing with it on the card, so it depicts what the card actually does. Tachyon, when she's running through locations, knocking people out, you see the three locations she runs through. So yeah, it's cool.
We didn't play one of the characters. Tell us a little bit more about that guy.
Bunker is like one of the most fun characters to play because he can bring damage to anything. The biggest problem with Bunker is he can damage the heroes as well. He can damage the city, but he can clean out board sections, though. So Bunker has some super powerful attacks, but what happens is he always puts anarchy down when he uses those attacks. And unless he has somebody like Absolute Zero cleaning up behind him, coming around freezing that anarchy,
mm-hmm.
he can really, you know, good or bad, he can make the city go a couple different ways.
I like the managing of the actions, because on your turn you're deciding, what do I want to do? Do I want to move to this area, help summon another hero? Do I want to take out some henchmen? When's the best time to start taking out the villains that will then eventually...
We waited almost too long, okay?
I think we were like the last...
We were like two spaces away from losing the game there at the end.
And
so.
Then you have the anarchy tokens, the mastermind tokens, so managing all that...
And by the way, the bystanders that you loved rescuing. I couldn't talk you guys into rescuing them after you rescued one angry lawyer. Nobody
right.
wanted to rescue
yeah,
anybody again.
We did look later, after we finished the game, there were some good bystanders to rescue, but we decided against that during the game.
I guess not everyone appreciates heroes.
That's what it is. So go for it.
Oh, I was going to say, I enjoyed the comic book feel of the chapters, and the booklet that you're going through feels like you're going through a comic. Now, is this game, does it have a campaign aspect to it?
Yes.
How does that work?
The game will have a campaign piece. We played Comic Book 1, which automatically drives you, and we actually did the mini quest. I'm not going to talk about that. We did the mini quest and succeeded, which would enable us to open an envelope, which would help us in the next adventure. But once you move past Comic Book 1, the game will start to go off of a story tree. So if you win and find out certain things in side quests, it goes this way. If you lose, it kind of goes a different direction. It might merge back together at some point, but But you'll start working different comic books. Of course, if somebody just wants to play a comic book, they can just pick up a comic book and play. Mm-hmm. But the best way, I think, to play the game will be to play the campaign, okay. which will drive you through different comic books. And the base game, I think, by the time it's done, it's going to have something like seven or eight comic books in it.
Cool.
And you can buy additional comic books to go against new masterminds and new things that'll come into the play.
So Arcane Wonders is bringing Freedom 5 to Kickstarter at the end of October. And if you want to watch a live playthrough of this, you can watch our channel October 22nd on YouTube. And I believe Richard might be able to join us.
Hopefully. So
that'd be great. And you can watch Freedom 5 in action. Hopefully we are just as successful as we were tonight. Thanks again for joining us, Richard.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Bye.
That was great talking to Richard and playing the game Freedom 5. We will actually... We'll be having Richard here at the studio, and he'll be playing with us Freedom 5 live.
At the Tantrum House?
At the Tantrum Houses.
Perfect.
Yep, Studio 3. He's coming, and you can check that out October the 22nd. So this week, check it out, YouTube, the Thursday evening, and we'll be playing a four-player game of Freedom 5, and hopefully we win against Baron Blade, and the heroes can be triumphant. So, actually, I was just thinking about this. Melissa and I have been 3 weeks gone from the podcast. It's been 3 weeks because we missed one, and then we were on vacation, and we missed last week as well. So,
wow. I mean, I've forgotten how to do it. I didn't have my sponsorship voice all, ready to go.
We were at the beach with Melissa's family, and we did get to play lots and lots of games. Some of the ones that hit the table quite a few times were Hues and Cues from the app. Melissa's mom really, really loved that color coordination game.
Although she didn't always quite understand how the clues were supposed to work, because you're giving clues for a grid of colors. Think kind of like color swatches for paint. Mm-hmm. So lots of different hues. And the first time you give a clue, you're supposed to give a one-word clue. And then people put their tokens down, and then you can give a two-word clue. Well, she would give her first clue like banana. We're like, okay. And then her second clue.
Which banana could be pretty wide. Like what right. color banana do you like to eat that's a yeah. wide range?
And instead of her second clue being something like ripe banana or bright sunshine or something like that, she went banana. Not banana. Banana. And we're like, that's not how clues are supposed to work.
But it was fun. It was fun playing with the family. So another one that came out was Letter Jam from CGE. And then we played a few games of the Charms and Potions Hogwarts battle that we did live with Larry and Amy. If you're looking for a playthrough of that, check that out on our YouTube channel. And then another one that came out quite a few times was one of the Sherlock Holmes consulting detectives, the Jack the Ripper and West End adventures.
Yes, so. And Kevin and I enjoyed the West End adventures better than the Jack the Ripper cases, because the Jack the Ripper cases are much more detailed, like, oh, the height of the person and, oh, they had to be left-handed because this person was against the wall. And it was just...
A little bit more like measuring out stuff, and oh, he was 3 feet away from it. Was not as much like it wasn't as fun for me personally, so
yeah, but we did enjoy the other adventures.
Yeah, we played Dizzle quite a few times as well. We enjoyed Silver and Gold. Quinto came out a few times, so yep, lots of games. I don't even know how many we did, but it's probably close to 20.
It was a lot of games.
Yep,
we saw the beach once and mostly stayed in and played games
and shopped and ate. So you guys, some of the Tantrum Houseies went camping this past weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
We did. We actually went to a new campground, and I was glad we ended up going to this one because the tropical storm had blown through, and so we missed almost all the bad weather that hit Northwest South Carolina. So we went to Dreher Island State Park, which... There wasn't as much to do there as a lot of other campgrounds, so we ended up just mostly eating lots of food around the campfire, which was still quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I would say, Ryan and I chickened out. We looked at the weather report knowing that a hurricane was coming through, and Ryan said, camping is hard enough with two babies. We're not adding rain on top of that. So we didn't actually camp, but we did come... Saturday morning and then stayed until after dinner on Saturday evening. And we had a great time. We went kayaking and we went exploring and we took all the boys out on a hike and we ended up making a shelter. We spent probably an hour and a half building a shelter out of sticks and straw. But they had a great time doing it.
Yep. They told me, I asked them what was their favorite part, and one of them had said, building the shelter with Ryan and Katie. And their least favorite part was their dad took them kayaking quite a ways out. So we were on an island, and there were several other islands on Lake Murray in South Carolina. And they made it was like an hour to get to this other island, an hour of paddling in their kayaks. And they show up, and they were all excited, and they get out to go explore this little island.
A little deserted island. Like there's
nothing. There was
on
nothing
the
on it but some trees. And they said there were just millions of bugs everywhere.
I was told that several of the children swallowed bugs as
they were
trying
like
to
coughing
talk to each
and
other.
Choking on bugs when they got So they came back.
Yeah.
They were very disappointed.
Yeah. It would be disappointing to paddle that far out and that long just to get there, and there's just so many bugs you can't even breathe or talk to anybody.
Very cool. Well, another game that came to the table quite a few times at the beach was a new game from Asmodee called Get a Hint, and I thought I'd bring it out here for the end of the show, and we can play a few turns. This is a think Pictionary meets like a Cranium type game. There's a bunch of different categories and people have to guess what the clues are, the answers to the clues. There could be humming, there could be miming, there could be drawing and talking. Since you won't be able to see us mime or draw, I threw a couple talking cards to Melissa, so she has to talk us through some of these hints. And she can't give away the answer, but she has to give us clues to the answer. Pretty much anything goes. There is a forbidden word on each of these cards that she doesn't want us to talk. So don't just start blabbing out answers.
Oh, okay.
So
that's good to know.
Yes, good to know. Don't say the forbidden word.
So normally this is played in two teams, but I'm guessing you just want everyone to...
Yes, we're going to have all play together with you in the car and wherever else you're listening.
All right, so the category is they have pins, P-I-N-S, pins.
Pins.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to talk through explosion, army, military.
Grenade.
Body part.
Oh, my.
Hand grenade.
Thank you.
Hand grenade.
Okay, good job, Sarah.
Ball, stinky shoes.
Bowling.
What's the place?
Bowling alley.
Bowling alley.
Businessman.
Suit.
Clothing.
Tie.
Pinstripe suit.
What does the go around the...
Necktie.
Wow. Good job, Jonah.
Updo. Wedding.
Hair.
Hair.
That's just hair?
That's just hair.
Hairpin. Oh, okay.
Ring. Fighting, two people, grappling.
Boxing. Ring.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Wrestling. Wrestling.
Okay. That's it.
Pin them down. Good job. Yeah. All right, can anybody guess what they think the forbidden word is? So it's got to be connection to pin, but it's not any of the words. I'm guessing we haven't said the word?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. What do you guys think?
A riding pin?
A stick?
Pin.
Pin cushion?
Pin cushion.
Pin cushion. Good job, Katie.
So normally the other team, if a team, there's a time limit, if a team doesn't get a clue or they can guess clues to get points or guess what the forbidden word was. I think usually you're able to avoid it a little better than some of the other ones.
Do you guys want to?
I want to hear Melissa do a hum.
I don't hum. Kevin can hum.
I want to do a hum.
She was quick with that. I don't hum.
You want me to do a hum?
Did you look at it already?
I have no idea what this is. All I know is that
this is my first time playing, but I think the hint on this side is sweet songs.
Oh, sweet songs. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can have a moment to look at it.
Okay.
Well, let Jonah look at it. Do you know any of these songs first?
I know three of them.
Hey, that's pretty good. I probably don't know any of them.
Okay.
So you want me to hum them? And then you guys have to Do they have to get the right part of the song?
It's usually the title.
It's the title. So you can hum the whatever.
You can hum whatever section to get the title.
This one's like super. Can I give hints? No. Okay, for everyone at home. Can we get a common
title?
Not you guys don't listen to me, but everyone else who's listening to me in the car, this is super popular where we live. Okay.
Sweet Caroline.
Okay, perfect.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
There we go.
Good job, Katie.
Let's do.
Sweet Home Alabama.
There you go.
Got that one.
Katie and Jonah do not need to be on the same team.
I think that I know one more, maybe.
Okay.
No, I don't know that. Okay. No, I don't know the other two.
What were the other two?
Bittersweet Symphony.
Oh, yeah. It's a bittersweet symphony. There's my singing on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that one. And then Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, you don't know that one either?
Like, I know it, but I don't know it.
Oh, sweet child of mine.
Oh, yeah. I do know that.
And the forbidden word is?
The forbidden one was Sweet Dreams Are Made of This.
Oh, yeah. I also know that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go for it.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Yeah. Who has not to...
Perfect.
Very good. Do you guys want
to... I like music.
I would do the miming, Steven Spielberg films, but no one's going to be able to see us do it. No. But they are fun. Any other fun ones over there, Melissa? I have medals. What do you have?
With a T or a D?
With a T.
I have classic adventure novels or fictional horses.
Okay.
Fictional horses.
Let's do it.
Let's do that one.
Is it a humming one?
Hmm?
Is it a humming one?
No, it is a talking one. No humming over here.
How many horse songs do we know? Probably not that many.
I also
have like the horse would hum. Mr. Ed? Yeah.
I have YA novels as well.
Okay, so fictional horses. Wings.
Pegasus.
Lone Ranger.
What's that?
Hi ho.
Silver.
Is that the horse's name? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Dark Color.
Black Beauty?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Good job.
Amy knows her horses.
She does.
Let's hum this one.
I dare you.
Oh, Greeks.
The Trojan
People
horse.
Inside.
Trojan horse. Yes. Good job.
Half man.
Centaur.
Yes.
Oh, I knew that one.
Was you get them all? Was that horse?
Pegasus, Silver, Black Beauty, the Trojan horse.
And
the Trojan horse was a fictional horse?
Well, sort of.
No, it was real.
It was real.
I thought that really
But I mean, it was not a real horse, but it really happened.
It's not an actual alive horse.
Oh, okay. There were people in it.
Is the forbidden word a unicorn?
It is.
Woo! Oh. That was an easy guess. Very cool.
All right, Kevin,
you want me to do? I can do medals. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, not the YA novels. Well, did you know them?
I know 1, 2, 3 of the 5. So, yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Do you know the other ones? I'll be quiet. I don't know the fourth one. While Melissa's linking, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Not gold, but
silver.
Pencil.
Lead.
Quarter. Dime.
Nickel.
The planet
Mercury
and moon of Jupiter, right?
What?
Or a strong metal?
Titanium.
Is it a moon of Jupiter?
It's a Titan.
That's the first part of the word.
Well, it's the first part of the word.
So. Titanium.
Well, it was a hint. I didn't know how else to get to. I guess I could have done a Greek. All right. Whatever.
Steel.
It was.
Aha!
Wow, Katie is cheating over my shoulder here. All right, Melissa, you got the Y universe, or are we going to call it a night?
Nah.
Well, Animorphs was one. I didn't know.
I never heard of that.
Animorphs.
Did they make a movie?
Wrinkle in Time was an easy one. Giver, and then Hunger Games was ones I knew.
Are these audiobooks?
Probably.
Probably are.
You're not going to listen to them anyway.
So I do think the miming category was one of my favorites.
It is kind of fun.
Watching the other people mime things. There was like Disney movies or mm-hmm. Olympics and that sort of stuff.
How long is the timer on this?
That's
like a 45 second to a minute.
Okay, so you're trying to speed through these without getting the
there was one word. And then there's a drawing category, and there was one. It was like comfort foods or like the foods one.
Yeah, it was. Oh, the drawing one.
Yes.
Yeah, there was. It was weird. It was weird.
Like casserole and like
it was
red
how do you
beans and rice
like
and
draw a casserole. I mean, it's easy to draw a pan with like, but like thinking casserole.
That's what a casserole is,
right? But you're not like thinking
Dutch oven, pot.
I'm from the Midwest. I can draw a good casserole.
There you go.
Is it like hummus?
Yeah, hummus was one. What was the salad one? Was weird. It was a weird salad.
Oh, it was like. Not a Waldorf salad.
Not a Waldorf.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia salad. Oh,
yeah, that'd be tough.
Like, because I've heard of an ambrosia salad before, but I'm like not thinking like in that realm.
It's like a kind of a like a whipped cream.
More like a Jello mold salad.
Yeah, doesn't it have marshmallows in it?
Maybe nuts. I don't know.
I think it's got marshmallows.
I don't think
in it.
We're putting nuts in that salad.
I also think that's from before our time period. Like,
it probably
it was
is
more from the 50s.
So there was like Beatles songs, Lady Gaga songs, all sorts of categories for
cool
people to hum and do things for.
Well,
and
very
that
good.
Is Get a Hint.
Get a Hint. Check it out. Videos that are coming out from Tantrum House this week. Hopefully Studio Awesome will be doing Tiny Town Villagers.
Oh, yeah. We're working on it.
Working on it. Good. Midnight Murder Mysteries, like Jonah said, you'll see some videos from that. Freedom 5, you'll see a Wingspan expansion.
The Wingspansion.
The Wingspansion. Whoa. Oceania.
Expansion.
Oceania. We'll talk about that in the next podcast. We can't reveal too much right now. And I heard Ryan is working on his top 10 board games of all time video.
He is. He's having a hard time with that, though. Okay. It's hard to narrow down.
He needs me to be in the room with him.
Yeah.
To help him out.
Constant comparison. He was doing that one time. Like, Kevin's like, do you like this game or this game? Do you like it better than that game?
That's right.
That's how I helped Melissa do her top 10. So, anyway, we'll maybe have to push that off for Ryan a little bit. But, anyway. Thank you for joining us on the show. Be sure to check out all these cool videos on YouTube. And thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard to Tantrum House, 306 Barry Drive, that's Barry, Greer, South Carolina, 29650.